Hi, welcome to my presentation on the UK, where to go and what to visit. This is a guide for international students. So if you don't know the difference between the British Isles, Great Britain and the UK, I suggest you pause this slide and read this information. My presentation today is going to focus on this map and I'm going to highlight key areas of interest in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Ireland. I've put together a list of what I think are some of the top attractions outside of London. Pause this list and have a look to see what you know and what you don't know. I'd like to begin with where to stay. If you're going to stay in hotels and guest houses, then use websites like laterooms.com or lastminute.com. And book your room 1 or 2 days before you go and you get fantastic discounts. Another popular website is Airbnb. Here you can rent a room in someone's house anywhere in the UK. They provide you with a room and breakfast and you can get this for about £15 a night. It's very safe and official. Another good idea is youth hosteling through the Youth Hostel Association. Here you can spend £15 a night and you can stay in a bed in a room of six. And also they provide breakfast and you can get to know different people from around the world and make some great friends. A final idea is camping, especially in the summer. It's a popular hobby with British people. There's thousands of campsites all across the UK. And if you're on a budget, you can do this for £5 a night. Okay, to begin with, I'm going to start in Wales, in Snowdonia National Park. This is a mountainous range, and it's a great place to visit for getting away from the hustle and the bustle and the stresses of life. Here you can hike or just be and enjoy the peace and the tranquility. There's also a mountain called Snowdon, and you can hike this in a day up and back, or if you like, you can take the train for £20. Another natural environment is Dartmoor National Park. There are many national parks throughout the UK, and Dartmoor is one of the biggest at 400 square miles. It's an area of outstanding beauty. It's full of vast moorland, hills and valleys. It has rich history and rare wildlife. It's another place to come and experience countryside and natural environment in the UK. Right, I'm going to take you now to the southwest of England to a place called St Ives. St Ives is a popular Cornish town known for its beautiful beaches, art scene and seafood. This is a popular destination for British people to go on holiday. Just up the coast from St Ives is Newquay. Newquay is a famous beach for surfing. Here you can have a surf lesson with a surf school, with all equipment and tuition for about £20. In the same area is a tourist attraction called the Eden Project. Now the Eden Project is plants that have been collected from all across the world and are being grown in these greenhouses or biomes. In fact, it's one of the largest indoor tropical rainforests in the world. It's also mixed with art and music. It's a great day out and it would cost you about £17.50. Right, now we're going east near Southampton to Salisbury, which is where Stonehenge is situated. Stonehenge is an ancient stone circle monument. It's often considered a masterpiece of engineering for 4,500 years ago. Nobody really knows why it was built or what it's for, and most people go there for the mystery and the spiritual energy. It's not free and it would cost you £16.40 as a student. Moving north, we're going to Oxford. Oxford is obviously famous for its university, which was one of the first universities in the world in the 12th century, but it's also popular for its amazing architecture. If we go west from Oxford, we go to Bath. Bath is a very famous city because of its Roman baths. Underneath the city of Bath, it has healing properties of water, and the Romans knew this and built amazing communal baths. You can visit this particular tourist attraction for about £16, or you can have your own spa with the Thermal Bath Spa Company on top of their building with panoramic views for about £35. Okay, now we're moving to Brighton. Brighton is south of London and it's a fantastic cosmopolitan alternative place to visit. It has amazing attractions, it even has a pier, but what makes Brighton special is its individual shops, which are often called the lanes. Moving on, we're going up to Edinburgh. Edinburgh is a famous city in Scotland, but it also has an amazing castle. Here you can visit the castle for about £13 and have panoramic views of the whole of the city. I must talk about Loch Ness, which is up near Inverness. Loch Ness is a big lake, and this is popular because of the Loch Ness Monster. In 1920, a monster was supposedly spotted in this lake, and ever since it's become a tourist attraction. Most people think the monster is a type of dinosaur, like this, and you can go here on a boat trip. Right, now we're going to Cardiff. Cardiff is the capital of Wales. Now in Cardiff, it has an amazing city, and you have Cardiff Bay, which is next to the sea. But what's important here is that it has the Doctor Who experience. If you're a Doctor Who fan, this is somewhere you need to go, and you can see all the costumes and monsters that have been in the BBC shows. Right, now we're going over to Ireland, and the capital of Ireland is Dublin, and the capital of Northern Ireland is Belfast. These cities are amazing and worth a visit for Irish culture. It's a good idea to take a bus tour and also to try the local alcohol, which is called stout. Right, moving on, I'm going to take you to a tourist attraction fun park called Alton Towers. Alton Towers is one of the best fun parks in the whole of the UK. It has amazing roller coasters, death slides, everything you would expect in a fun park. And it's going to cost you about £32 entry. Another popular attraction is near London called Legoland. Legoland is, well, everything's made of Lego. And this is a popular tourist attraction, not just here, but throughout the world, in places like Dubai, Malaysia, Japan. An entry ticket for here is about £30. Right, now we're going to go to Manchester. And if you're a Manchester United fan, then a visit to the stadium is a must. Here you can visit the stadium and have a tour and look at the museum for about £16. And if you've got about £100, you can buy a ticket to watch one of Manchester United's football matches. Right, now we're going to go to London. London's special because it has many tourist attractions within a small area. So, I'm going to start here with the Shard. The Shard is this big pointy building which is one of the tallest skyscrapers in London. Here you can go to a viewing platform and view the whole of London. It has restaurants and shops. Just across from the Shard is Tower Bridge. Tower Bridge is beautiful architecture, but now you can walk between the towers on a glass footpath for about £6. This is the London Eye. the London Eye, or I think it's owned now by Coca-Cola, means that you can take a trip for about half an hour going round in the big wheel looking at the whole of London. This building is called the Tower of London. Now this is famous because this was the first castle that London was built around, but since then it's been famous for many other things like executions in the medieval times, and now it holds the crown jewels, guarded by these people who are called Beef Eaters. This is Trafalgar Square. Now Trafalgar Square is famous because it dictates the history and the Battle of Trafalgar, but it's also a great central position in the middle of London next to the National Gallery. This is Buckingham Palace. This is where the Queen lives. Again, amazing architecture. Three times a week they have the changing of the guard, and you need to check online if you would like to see this. Next is Madame Tussauds. Madame Tussauds was someone who created waxworks, and this is a famous museum where there are waxworks of all the famous people. What you can do here is you can take a picture and pretend to your friends that you met them in real life. A visit to Madame Tussauds would cost you about £30. Harrods. A day in London without going to Harrods is an absolute must, and Harrods is famous obviously for its shopping bags but also its amazing luxury food. A good way to see London is by taking a boat trip or a cruise up the Thames, and something like that with commentary would give you a good insight into the history and also the famous buildings of London for about £10 to £20. A new addition to London is the Harry Potter Studios. If you're Harry Potter mad, then this is a must. And for about £30 to £40 a ticket, you can have a 3-hour tour of Harry Potter everything. To finish with, there are the London Museums. These are voted in the best, number one being the Victoria and Albert Museum, down to 7, the Design Museum. This was voted by Londoners.